All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Okay, so Race of Life. I recorded an hour and 10 minutes of it, but I didn't because I didn't hit record. So I did an hour and 10 minutes of it and didn't record any of it. But I'm pretty sure what choices I made because, you know, things got really serious. And we're going to go back through that next week. Next weekend we'll go back through that. So sorry about that. But Between Two Worlds is definitely up, as you've seen by now. And I'm going to hold off again on the Lust Academy. Not that I don't like it. It's just there's a lot of other stuff that's going on right now. And I was behind on some comics, so I had to do that too. All this should be fixed because, you know, basically the issue is if I don't go to bed at a certain time, I get up and I can't do anything. So it makes you not want to do nothing. So I have to go to bed at a little certain time or I will wake up terrible. Like, it doesn't matter if I even sleep in, I'll be terrible. Like, I can't do nothing. I don't know what it is, guys, but at any rate, I've got to do it. So about 3:30, 4 o'clock, I need to be in bed. Like, can't stay up to 5 anymore. But all right, here we go. Is everything clear, Grim? Yeah, I think so. Even though it's all really strange. What are you referring to? Well, the program you gave me, it's odd. There's really no lessons for this course. I'll have to go to the lake, the woods, the mountains. Did I understand correctly? You understood correctly. You can come to me if you have doubts about your inner wolf. But for the rest, you'll simply have to develop and refine your abilities on your own. You see, Grim, our species has great capacities, unique abilities, and there's plenty of them. Even I may not know them all. Our species has evolved over millions of years, continuously improving, adapting, evolving. What I'm trying to tell you is that you have a great responsibility on your shoulders. You'll have to reach the maximum of your potential. Only this way will your descendants receive great benefits. And our species will continue to be among the strongest on the planet. Sounds like a eugenics speech. And it's nothing to do with eugenics. My task is to bring out the maximum potential from my students. We're not all equal, Grim. You probably grew up with this idea, but it's a mistaken one. What do you mean? Are you saying we're better than others? We physically are better than others, especially humans. That's an objective fact, not a personal opinion. We are stronger, more resilient, and our senses are 100 times more developed than humans. I don't feel better than others, and it's not right to think such a thing. It's racist. Don't get me wrong. Everyone should have the same rights and opportunities. You must not confuse our objective superiority with vulgar racism. You don't have more right than others to drink from a public fountain. That's not the point. However, if you participated in the Olympics, you would win all the competitions in every discipline. Yes, because physically you are better than all the athletes. I want this to be clear. What I don't want is for you to become soft. What I don't want is for you to forget who you were. You're not human. You're a werewolf now. You're a werewolf, Harry! No, I see. I have sent you an email with a list of abilities that you will need to develop and refine. And once I have managed to master them all, will I finally become a true werewolf? Certainly not. You study for your whole life, Grim. You continuously grow. I understand, but what else can I learn? I mean, when I have maximized my senses and everything else, what else is there for me to learn? The Great Wolf. The Great Wolf? What is it? It's one of the lost abilities. Even I still haven't reached that point. I was only able to use it once in my life when I was young. It was an isolated incident. I was in a life-threatening situation and my instincts took over. It's a further enhancement. You transform into an enormously sized wolf. A creature of unique beauty. A perfect machine. Fascinating. Indeed, it's a pity that I'm unable to teach you such a thing. I always hope that one of my students will be able to learn this ability on their own, so they can share it with all of us. I'll be that student. I wish you success, Grim. Now, it's better for you to go. Keep me updated on your progress. I will, Professor Lionel. Goodbye. The contribution of Professor Lionel to my education is non-existent. He practically told me that I'll have to do everything on my own. Nice way to teach. Actually, the speech about the Great Wolf is ironic, to say the least. If I ever learn to control it, I'll have to be the one who has to teach it. I'd be fine with it as long as I receive his salary in return. Are the teachers at this college even paid? And me? How much tuition do I pay? And most importantly, where the hell am I? Looks like he's in Lust Academy a little bit, doesn't it? This place is a labyrinth. I absolutely need to reach the psychology classroom. It would be really inappropriate to be late on the first day. I thought I knew the way, and instead, I have no idea where to go. And my highly developed senses aren't helping me. If only I could ask someone for help. Hi! Huh? A voice? I thought I heard a voice. Lenny, is that you? A hand. Just a hand coming out of the wall. Thank goodness, for a moment I thought I imagined everything. However, hands shouldn't come out of walls. And neither bodies. Hey there. Hi, I'm Emily. Are you lost? Yes, I am lost. Don't worry, I'll help you. You're Grim, right? That's me. This place must be really small if everyone already knows me. Well, no, not at all. It's just that there's plenty of rookies, but only interesting people make headlines. Really? And what do they say about me? Many things, like... Is it true that you discovered you were a werewolf just a few days ago? True. Bizarre. Blame my father. He must have had his reasons. You're a Wellwood. It's a famous werewolf lineage. You always know what to do. If you say so, what else? You're not taken, which makes you a very desirable catch. Wow, do you really mean it? I do. Does it bother you? Being desired? Well, no. Not at all. I enjoy being the center of attention. I like it too, but it has to be in moderation. Others have to put me there. I shouldn't impose myself. A bit like your case. I see. You're truly an interesting person, Emily. You're very likable and outgoing. Thank you, that's kind of you to say. Are you all like these, you... ghosts? Well, no, not necessarily. Everyone is different, like all other people. I have an uncle who spends his time haunting abandoned houses. I had never seen a ghost before. But we have seen you. Did you know there are more ghosts than people in the world? Really? Yeah, most of us choose to remain invisible to living beings. They only communicate with their own kind. And what about you? I'm fortunate enough to be able to move in both dimensional planes. Fascinating. Emily, can I ask you something? Go ahead. How did I die? I don't know, actually. I don't remember much about my past. I'm sorry. Don't be. I'm enjoying the afterlife. And wouldn't you want to move on? There's nothing beyond, I don't think. So no, I'm fine this way. Ah, I see. Emily, I don't want to seem rude, but I was going to Professor Wilson's class. And I wouldn't want to be late. Oh, that's perfect. I'm going there too. Don't worry. Old Wilson is always late himself. Great, shall we go together? Of course, follow me. What the? She's gone. Does she not know that werewolves can't pass through walls? What do I do now? Just kidding. Ah, you scared me. Hee hee, I always do that to newcomers. It's too funny. Take the door to my right. Come on. Well, she's a ghost that can sit in a chair at a table. We know that. I can't believe my eyes. Professor Wilson is right here in front of me. Hearing him speak is exhilarating. I mean... Emily says it's just his brain inside a construct, or something like that. Kind of like Frankenstein's monster? Though Emily says Wilson doesn't resemble him at all. Frankenstein's monster, I mean. Apparently the monster married a Yeti and they live happily at the North Pole now. Well, whatever. I'm glad I actually get to listen to Wilson. Consequently, the individual doesn't exist. Reality doesn't exist. Only narratives that construct realities exist. Contextualistic theories don't necessarily reject the intrapsychic. However, they consider the intrapsychic dimension as non-autonomous, but part of a process that organizes itself within an environment that includes but transcends the individual. I adore him. Professor Wilson's monster teaches impeccably. It's the first time in my life that I managed to follow a lesson and understand everything. His way of explaining things is brilliant. I could listen to him for hours. Although, from what I see, not everyone thinks like me. This guy's about to fall asleep. We're almost there. His eyes are about to close. There we go. I don't understand how one can fall asleep during such an interesting lecture. Kyle, is the intrapsychic dimension autonomous or not? Things are not looking good. Kyle? Kyle? Huh? What? How? Is the intrapsychic dimension autonomous or not? The hydropsychic intrapsychic. Yeah, so the intrapsychic dimension is... not autonomous. The intrapsychic dimension is not autonomous. Huh? The intrapsychic dimension is not autonomous. Ah! The intrapsychic dimension is not autonomous. Ah, correct, Kyle. Though my creator didn't do a lousy job on my ears. Huh? I have perfect hearing. Who needed to understand, understood. That will be enough for today. Also, because some of you seem a bit sleep-deprived, next time we will discuss emotional intelligence and its relationship with the higher self. You may leave. Today's lesson was really interesting, right? Man, look at that. Every time I learn new things. Things that are useful for understanding myself and the world around me. That's true. You know, Emily, I'd already attended the first trimester at my old university. I'd taken many classes. But this one, well, it's worth more than all those classes combined. Maybe, but I still haven't learned how to seduce girls. Do you really think psychology can teach you something like that? Doesn't it? Well, not really. One thing is for sure, the first step is to avoid falling asleep during the lessons. I didn't fall asleep. No? Well, maybe just a little. Kyle has been convinced of this for quite some time. He hasn't realized that pleasing girls requires much more than a bit of psychology. What does it require then? I don't know, and even if I did, I certainly wouldn't tell you. Pretty please? Absolutely not. If I kiss you, will you tell me? Why do you even think I'd be interested in a kiss from you? Because I'm a vampire. I'm handsome and charming. And arrogant, too. The guy is the only vampire who doesn't have an army of women crawling at his feet. It's your fault. Excuse me, it's your fault you don't want to reveal the secret of seduction. And he keeps thinking there's a magical technique to seduce a woman. Something foolproof and applicable in every situation. Isn't that true? What do you think, Grimm? I believe the matter is simpler than you think, Kyle. And modestly, I possess the secret of seduction. Bullshit! Are you serious? Dead serious. Fuck, man, speak up. You should know, Kyle, that to seduce a woman, you only need two things. Love and attention. Love and attention? Love and attention. What does that mean? It means you don't stand a chance, Kyle. You'll remain a virgin forever. Hey, what the fuck? I'm not a virgin. Oh, really? Well, do thoughts and fantasies count? I would say definitely not. Shit. You should start by focusing on a particular woman, Kyle. Avoid chasing every girl on campus. Focus on the girl you like the most, and then... love and attention. Exactly. The problem is that the woman he likes the most is unattainable for anyone. There are no unattainable women. Professor Dragomira is. Professor Dragomira, the vampire I saw when I bumped into that Alex jerk. Actually, if there were an unattainable woman, that'd be her. And you have a crush on Professor Dragomira. Exactly. She's extraordinary. A true goddess. Impossible not to lust for. You seem really involved, Kyle. You have no idea. I can't sleep at night. I can't get her out of my head. And the fact that she's so unattainable makes it even worse. Again, nothing is unattainable. Oh, come on. Enough about Kyle and his disgusting mind. Let's talk about you, Grim. Are you already attending any complimentary courses? Complimentary courses? No, actually not. Great. You can come with me to the art course. What? Grim is a werewolf, Emily. He's strong and agile. He's a fighter. He needs something suitable for his temperament. He should join the MMC club. MMC? What would that be? Mixed Monster Combat. The strongest students on campus go there. It's tough stuff, dude. So combat, huh? It sounds interesting. It could be useful for my growth. Is it a course you also attend? Oh no way I'm gonna risk my ruining my handsome face. You're a vampire, Kyle. You can regenerate wounds in minutes. Well, details. The art course is interesting too, Grim. Professor Shosha would bring out your creative energy. I believe creativity can also help you in your inner growth. Creativity. Creativity? Grim needs to become a fighting machine. He can't waste time playing with colors. That stuff was softies. Kyle, do yourself a favor and shut up. You're truly hopeless. Do you even hear yourself? What? What did I say? That's not what you said, but how you said it. Your tone, the choice of your words. You're always aggressive, arrogant, and intrusive. I like Emily. She's very mature. She knows how to deal with people, knows how to command respect without being unpleasant. Well, I just say what I think. And that's a mistake. Is being honest wrong? Offending people is. And who would I have offended? Me. How so? You insulted the art course, a course I love. You didn't even realize it. I'm sorry. Apologies accepted. Now reflect on your mistakes, and maybe in a few centuries you'll get the attention of a girl. Kyle isn't entirely wrong. We can't blame him for expressing his ideas. We should be free to express ourselves without fearing the judgment of others, you know. Anyway, I think I'd like to give a try to both courses. They both seem quite fun. That's okay, Grim. I'm glad you'll give the art class a try. Of course, Emily. I'll gladly accompany you tomorrow, okay? Perfect. Now it's better for me to go back to my room. I have a lot of studying to do. See you soon. Goodbye, Emily. Bye, Kyle. I'm starting to get familiar with a lot of faces around here. Kyle, Oliver, Emily, Rachel, Lily, Lenny. Simple, nice, and very down-to-earth people. All in all, I like it here. Real salt of the earth, folks. And to be honest, I also enjoy the respect everyone treats me with. Looks like the Wellwood name is really kept in high regard. And I will do the honor to my family name. I'm sure I won't encounter any obstacles on my path, and... Hey! You hurt me! You clumsy jerk! Forgive me, I was lost in thought. I don't need your apologies. You hurt my ankle, you clumsy fool! Damn, what a character. Is she seeking for attention? I saw her fall. She can't have hurt herself that badly. I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to cause you harm. It was nothing but an accident. For all I know, you could have caused it yourself intentionally. Miss? I have a name. What do you think? I'm Sophia. Sophia. Beautiful name. Nice to meet you. I'm Grim. Who cares? Do you understand how badly I've hurt myself? You have to do something! Of course, Sophia. Sorry. What can I do for you? Want me to take you to the infirmary? I can carry you and take you to... No! Don't touch me! No one should touch me! I am Sophia the Witch. I am powerful. My body is sacred. Sophia is doing everything she can to keep talking to me. She's seeking attention. It is also shown by her legs spread like that. It's an invitation to look. I don't want to give her the satisfaction. It could be a trap as well. A trap to put me in trouble. You dropped your book. Here you go. What courses are you taking? No! Don't touch it! Damn you! Can you hear me when I speak? I told you I'm a witch. No one should touch my belongings. Everyone knows you shouldn't touch a witch's tools. Oh, I'm sorry, I really didn't know. I haven't been here long. Everything is new to me. Grim Wellwood, you're such an idiot. I wonder how it's possible that they accepted your enrollment. Interesting, she even knows my last name. I wonder that myself. Are you trying to be funny with me? Do you think your werewolf charm can have an effect on me? You know I can curse you with just a snap of my fingers, right? I doubt it. Don't challenge me, Grim. Don't challenge me! I don't want to challenge you. I just want you to accept my apologies. Yeah, right. Forget about it. You knocked me down. You touched my sacred grimoire. And you made fun of me. Should I accept your apologies? Never! Damn, have I really done all those terrible things? Yes! Sophia, with all due respect, don't you think you're too touchy? Don't you dare judge me! I am Sophia the witch, yes, I know, I got it. You don't have to keep repeating yourself. I guess she really is not as powerful as she claims. Give me the Encridian. The Enkidu, what? It's a book of magic that only the most powerful witches can use. Nonsense. Ignorant jerk. Let go. No. Let go. Let go. No. Are you challenging me? No. Just playing. You're funny. I enjoy teasing you. Me? Funny? I am Sophia the Witch. I can... Take a book from my hand? I really hope so. Because if you can't take a book from someone's hands, I don't think you're really that powerful. Give it to me, Wellwood. Have you accepted my apologies? No! Then no book. I hate you. You know you're even cuter when you get angry? What? I'm always angry. I see. Then you're always very cute. Stop it! Stop doing what? Stop being like that! Don't you like receiving compliments? Give me my book, now! Ugh, fine, okay. Here you go. You won this battle, Wellwood, but not the war. Battle? War? What are you talking about, Sophia? I'm not here to fight you. Everyone wants to fight me. Not me. Goodbye. And don't you dare follow me. I won't. Bye. But you said I'm cute. It's not like I follow every cutie I meet. Coward. It's not over, Wellwood. I hope so. I got hard just being close to her. Calling her strange is an understatement, but damn, she has charm. Sophia, I can't wait to meet her again. What a bizarre encounter. I can't get Sophia out of my head. Yes, she is a powerful witch. Her impertinence attracts me in a completely unexpected way. Wait, what if she casts a seduction spell on me? Could it be? My phone is ringing. Yes? Hey, Grim, it's me, Lily. Oh, Lily, nice to hear from you. How are you, Grim? Doing fine, thanks. I'm kind of busy, though. I have a bunch of things to do, classes to follow. Girls to seduce. Well, of course, am I not the coolest werewolf on campus? Maybe. Maybe? Just maybe? Let's say you're in my top 100? 100? Are there that many werewolves in this university? Werewolves? Nah. Hot guys? Maybe. Hello, have you become the woman of maybe? Is it a new species? Maybe. Just kidding. I'm glad to hear you're keeping yourself busy. When I saw you the other day, you seemed kind of lost. Well, I was, but I also adapt quickly. So the next time I see a beautiful girl with snake hair falling into my arms, I won't be as surprised. Oh, did you say beautiful girl? I guess I did. Stop it, you. What? Stop flattering me like that. No. You misunderstand me. I wasn't talking about you. You see, right after I left the library, I met this other Gorgon beauty, you know. Idiot. It would still be impossible anyway. I'm the only Gorgon on campus. Oh, really? Yes. So I'll keep your compliments. Okay, don't get used to it, though. Anyway, your snakes still intimidate me. I certainly hope so. If I didn't have them, I'd be just like any other girl. I wouldn't be as special anymore. You'd be special even without the snakes. Watch out with the compliments. You might make me fall in love. For such a small thing. I'm sensitive. What do you think? If you say so. You're terrible, Grim. First you reach out your hand, and then you pull it back. You'll have to get used to it. I will. Rather, you don't think I really called you just to see how you were, do you? Oh, didn't you? Of course not. Then why did you call me? Well, I might be in need of a hand. Do you need help for a move? No. Okay, then I can help you. What is it about? Well, it's a bit embarrassing to talk about it, but there's a strange smell coming from my room. It's very annoying and I can't get rid of it. I can't even sleep. A strange smell? What kind of smell? It's disgusting, vomit-inducing. I see, that's a problem. It really is. Have you already tried searching for the source? Yes, of course, but without success. I get it. You would like my wolf nose to find the source. Can you do it? I can try. Then come to me. Come as soon as possible. I will, as soon as I have a moment, Lily. Thank you, Grim. You're a true friend. Don't mention it, Lily. It's nothing. Good night. Good night to you, too. A strange smell. She's treating me like one of those dogs. The ones they used to find drugs. Doesn't feel great. But if it can help a friend, then I'll gladly do it. As soon as I have some free time, that is. Thank you. got kind of late, and I still have a lot of studying to do. Lily made me waste precious time. She's a sexy girl. However, she feels a bit strange. There's something off about her. Apart from her snakes, of course. Well, I should stop spending time thinking about her. She's just a girl who wants to talk and meet people. And who wants some dick, obviously. Preferably mine. Rachel? Hey, hi Rachel, did you call me? Grim, is that you? Yeah, hi. I'm so sorry, I was playing around with my new computer and I must have accidentally started a call. I see, it happens. Don't worry. Yeah, sorry for disturbing you. So what are you up to? Studying? Yeah, I was studying. Oh, sorry, I should... I was about to go to sleep. Ah, I see. Well then, good night. I feel like Rachel wants to talk. I don't think she called me by mistake. What should I do? Actually, I'm not very sleepy. Really? Me neither. Something on your mind? You have no idea. I'm struggling to concentrate on studying. I feel so dumb. I can't understand anything. You're a good student, right? How do you do it? I don't think I have any particular technique. I simply focus on the goal and don't lose sight of it until I achieve it. And that's where we're ending it for now, guys. We'll see you back here with more Monster College. I'm out.